Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to the Share Talk CEO interview. And today it's the turn of Tony Sanders, who's CEO at Cat & Eye Innovation. How are you today, Tony?
Good morning, Zach. Very good, thank you.
Right, but I believe congratulations in order. You are a CEO, but now a permanent CEO.
Yeah, there's a nice transition from where we started. I think it's good to put some stability in the business and follow one strategy. So I think it's all good news.
Speaking of strategy, a bit of news today. And because it's a techie area that you're involved in, and I know that private investors, they're old and middle-aged and don't really understand techie stuff very much. Maybe you could describe in simple English what's happened today.
Okay, today we've made an announcement regarding one of the developments we've been putting together over the last few months. We're utilising some tech called distributed ledger technology. It's got another name in the market of blockchain, which people are probably a bit more familiar with. But basically, it's a highly secure database that allows us to measure transactions and also provide immutable records, i.e. records that can't be changed. So you can pretty much read blockchain as a highly secure database. So we've just developed an application for the music industry that allows us to record the digital rights for that particular track or asset, and then also measure whenever that is accessed, played out, so we can make sure that everyone gets the required royalty payments.
Well, so let me just understand it. Let's say I've got a rock band called Zach and the Rock and Rollers, and they've got a hit song called I'm Really Old. That we played around the place on MTV and Radio 1 and this and that and everything else. And every time it's played, I get, you know, £10 or £100 or whatever it is. You can now, with your technology, tell me exactly how many times it's been played, where it's been played, etc., etc.
Absolutely. Obviously, depending on where you've got the rights for your particular track registered. But I think one of the issues with the Performing Rights Society, or the PRS, they made an announcement a couple of months ago in their annual report, is at the moment the tracking of digital playouts, i.e. those coming from streaming channels, like as you mentioned, are tricky for them. So we're hoping that our technology...
They don't know exactly how many times my record has been played.
No, not exactly. So I think there's an element of estimation comes into play. We're hoping that able to provide a transactional record to say this track was played out on this particular platform in this particular area this many times will provide a little bit more background to that.
So as far as I understand it, blockchain actually has a new advanced use here in terms of being able to track digital assets and digital activity.
Yeah, I think one of the key things in blockchain is, as I mentioned previously, just a form of database. One of the issues that's been historic is that the number of transactions it can actually deal with is reasonably low. In the few, a handful of transactions per second is typical in the public blockchain. So what we have changed is we've actually developed what we classify as a private blockchain. So rather than a handful of transactions, we can deal with many thousands. And at the moment, I think we're in the 10,000 to 15,000 transactions a second, which means all these playouts can actually be recorded in real time. And I think that's the key element here, that you can see transactions. If you've got a popular track, you can quite easily understand that you've probably got a few hundred playouts at any particular point. So we need a system that can deal with the hottest hit out there, as well as the... maybe the more pedestrian one, but
that's where I come in. But so basically, is this technology unique to Cat & Eye? I mean, because it sounds quite exciting. It does sound like you've got something which is
The application we've built is absolutely unique to Cat & Eye. It's something we've been working on for a number of months now, along with our new CTO, Alan Simpson, and we've developed this platform from scratch. So we have a private blockchain infrastructure that's up and running, and the application is obviously the final piece of that. It was nicely demonstrated by Alan and Martin Heath at MIDEM a couple of weeks ago over in Cannes. And from that, as we said, announced this morning, we've got our first distribution tryout. We've got a pilot agreement signed for someone to actually embed it into their own application. The company already deals with rights included music, many thousands of artists running on their platform already, and this just adds another facet that they can actually record exactly the number of playouts and record the specific asset as a unique record. This will reduce some of the copyright claims and whether this particular mix or version of a track is owned by who.
Right, so you've got something here which is for the music sector. It could be transformational for both artists and record companies.
Absolutely. I think, obviously, from our perspective, we're looking at protecting the artist's rights, but obviously has a knock-on effect to the publishers and distributors, making sure that everyone gets their fair share.
Right, the other news today, which is possibly not quite as momentous, but maybe, regards Aston Villa. What are you doing with that particular organisation?
Aston Villa, obviously... well known as a football club, they're probably less well known for the work they do in the community with their foundation, whereby they engage young people in terms of from maybe different backgrounds that need a bit of assistance. They're using football to assist with that. One of the issues they have, especially with the new GDPR rules, is to identify the information regarding that individual, make sure it's recorded correctly. And they're looking to have to recall things about diversity to ensure that they meet their funding objectives. Most of the funding these days being based on achieving a certain ratio of individuals. They're going to be utilising our on-site pro application, which has been used for many years by Charlton Athletic, arguably the community football club in Europe, in terms of their reach, utilising it in a very similar way to Charlton. The onside tool, I say, it's been fully developed over the last 5 years. It's fully functional. And at the moment, Aston Villa was just running through a pre-season trial to make sure that their workforce are happy with the piece. It allows them to provide detailed recording of their cohort, who's actually attending their sessions. And it also allows them to provide timesheet and information for their own staff, but basically meet their GDPR obligations in terms of recording information about these young people.
Right, finally, I mean, these two announcements today, how do they fit into the Cat and Mike game plan? And obviously, you know, what everybody's thinking about, which is, you know, the revenue timeline as well.
Absolutely. Well, both these announcements are proof of pilot or proof of concept announcements. They basically will should definitely lead into a licensable piece in the short term. They're both short term pilots. They're not going to be running for many months or weeks even. They're just a case of proving that the actual application moves, does what it's supposed to do for them, and at which case it will convert into a fully licensed product with the associate revenues. So we're looking forward to those in the short term. It's part in terms of the game plan. I think the last announcement we made at the end of May was our first sort of signed contract for Trusted Media. That was an invoiceable piece at that juncture, and there's further invoices on a monthly basis for that particular contract. We'll see more of these coming along as we're moving from the building of the business and the strategy, identifying the strategy, into actually executing on it. I'm looking forward to making more of these type of announcements in the coming weeks and months.
So I mean, obviously there's been a lot of hype in blockchain, but you're actually one of the few who are actually threatening to make monetizing that concept.
Absolutely. I think the hype in blockchain, there's a lot of people talking about how we could make money and how we might make money doing something. I think we've taken a step away from some of those organisations, and we've actually got something that's up and running. It's a working application, and we've got people interested in paying money to use it. Now, that's, I think, a step forward from some of our blockchain compatriots. We don't see ourselves necessarily as a blockchain company, but we'll utilise it to meet the needs of the solution. And this particular solution, blockchain, is ideal for.
Tony Saunders, CEO at Cat and Eye Innovation, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks very much, Zach. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.